justice system, justice delivery that needs to be undertaken. Having said that, I give the floor to my colleague from the National Institute for Migration to respond to some of the questions, as well as the colleagues who may wish to weigh in. Thank you. If I could begin, I'd like to respond to the question that was asked as to why some migrants return to the country, or return to the country, they're deported and immediately turn around and set off again for the United States. To understand that, I think you need to understand how the whole phenomenon of migration functions in the country, the hallmarks and features of it. You have to go back to the beginning of the 1990s, all the way up to 1998 with Hurricane Mitch, which further boosted levels of migration, people seeking to leave the country. Hard on the heels of Hurricane Mitch, we had the introduction of neoliberal policies, which culminated in the coup d'etat in 1999. This led to a migration crisis that peaked in 2015 with many children a part of that migration flow. It then re-peaked in 2020 and again in 2021 in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. So this has been a phenomenon, a major outflow of Honduran migrants for the last three decades now. Now, of course, in that context, Hondurans are deported, including Hondurans who have residence rights in the United States. And that's what often spurs them to return to the United States. They pursue a migration process for the purposes of family reunification because their members of their family remain in the United States. So that's one motivation for those that are returned to seek to go back to the USA. One of the other drivers that pushes people to immediately seek to re-migrate is the level of violence in many of the neighborhoods in which these returning migrants live. There's also many communities that have been driven off their land in order to provide access to natural resources. That also fuels migration because they have lost their land. And one of the features that leads to violence that spurs people to leave and migrate is high levels of drug trafficking and drug smuggling in certain regions of the country. And because those phenomena still exist, returning migrants often choose to seek to re-migrate to leave the country again, even when returned. Under the leadership of President Castro, we're taking actions to try and resolve some of the structural problems which trigger re-migration, including combating crime, addressing drug trafficking and dismantling organized crime structures, because these phenomena make it difficult for people to remain in their place of origin in some regions and departments of the country in particular. As a further response to deportations and returnees, we're seeking to implement a national reintegration plan, as part of which, and here I circle back to a point that I made earlier, we will seek to make available a range of projects and programs that will incentivize people to remain because they see they have opportunities. We don't wish to prevent migration. We wish to reduce incentives for migration to make it a better decision and better opportunity to stay. And we seek to deliver on that through a vast swathe of programs and projects. As part of the measures that we've been rolling out, we have a final document on our migration policy, which was crafted, bringing together input from various different sectors, including migrants themselves and civil society. We also enjoyed international cooperation from the various international bodies present in Honduras in designing that initiative, and also brought together representatives of 20 government institutions in developing this new migration policy. What's its purpose? Its key purpose is to address origin, transit, destination, and return, all the different faces of migration, to address the causes of human mobility, and to streamline and make it safe and orderly. It's also intended as a policy to strengthen the network of services provided by the 20 institutions that are part of that policy initiative. And we also seek, as part of that new policy approach, to coordinate migration policy with policy in various different institutions to make sure that they don't contradict one another or counteract one another. We are working with the National Migration Study as the National Institute for Migration to draw up documents, guidelines, and tools that would allow us to better understand and measure the migration phenomenon in Honduras that we can